Meseches Eirin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Gimel, until Meseches Pesachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. As we saw in the previous couple of Mishnayos, Bamikdash leGozer Mishum Shavus. In the Beis Hamikdash, the rabbinic prohibitions of Shabbos do not apply. Shavus is the term used for rabbinic prohibitions on Shabbos, and these in general do not apply in the Beis Hamikdash. As we saw, according to some Rishonim, if it's a severe prohibition midrabanan, then it would apply even in the Beis Hamikdash. Be as it may, the Mishnah's next example is Machzirin Ritiya Bamikdash. One is allowed to put back a bandage on a person's wound in the Beis Hamikdash, Avalim Amadina, but not outside of the Beis Hamikdash, not in the rest of the country. In general, this is forbidden in case you come to smooth some cream or other similar substances onto the wound or onto the bandage, which is forbidden mid eraisa. So mid rabbanon, you cannot put a bandage at all on the wound, of course, unless it's very dangerous, in case you come to violate the prohibition mid eraisa of smoothing the cream onto the bandage. Now, the reason why this was permitted in the Beis HaMikdash is that the halacha is that a kohen can only do the service in the Beis HaMikdash if there is nothing blocking between his hands and the utensils which he is using. If there is a chatzitza, if there's a material which is blocking between his hands and the Beis HaMikdash's utensils, then the service which he does is invalid, which means that if the kohen had a bandage on him, he would not be able to do the Beis HaMikdash's service. Now, if it would be forbidden to put a bandage back on, then the Chachom were concerned that the Kohanim would not do the Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash. If they had a wound on their hand, and it would mean they would have to take off the bandage, and wouldn't be able to put the bandage back on once they'd finished, then they were concerned that the Kohanim would not really be able to, or would not be willing to do the Beis HaMikdash's service. So in order that the Kohen be willing to do so, the Chacham permitted him to put the bandage back on once he has finished doing the Aveda, doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash. This comes under the rule of Hetiru Seifa Mishum Tchilasai, where the Chachamim permitted doing something at the end because of the beginning. So they permitted you to do something after you do the Aveda, after you serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so that you will do so in the first place. However, says the Mishnah, Avol Batechila, but to put the bandage on at the beginning for the first time, Kamachan also, that's forbidden both here and here, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, his whole leniency was only to a Kohen who already had a bandage on him. So he wouldn't want to take it off and then not be able to put it back on. And therefore, we allow him to take it off and put it back on so that he will do the Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash. But if the Kohen had not yet even put a bandage on at all, and he wants to put it on for the first time, then it is forbidden. Because then it's not really like he's doing it for the sake of the service of the Beis HaMikdash. He's just doing it for his own need, so it is forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash. Next example, Koshin Nima BaMikdash. They can tie a string onto an instrument in the Beis HaMikdash, since in order to perform the service of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a requirement for the Levium to sing and for them to play instruments. So if one of the strings became undone on Shabbos, then you are allowed to retie it on Shabbos. And the way we're going to understand this is that although it's forbidden mid-oraisa to make a knot on Shabbos, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, then it overrides Shabbos. And even though this is not directly related to the mitzvah, this is only so that you can fulfill the mitzvah. Nevertheless, this Mishnah is of the opinion that machshirei mitzvah doch mitzvah Shabbos, that even things which are necessary in order to reach the mitzvah, even that overrides Shabbos. However, in Batechila, if at the beginning, meaning if the string was never tied to the instrument, rather you're tying it now for the first time, then kan v'chan osur, it is forbidden both here and here, even in the Beis HaMikdash. The reason being that this rule that machshirei mitzvah doch mitzvah Shabbos, that if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, then it overrides Shabbos, that's only if the activity which you're doing could not have been done before Shabbos came in. So for example, in the previous case, when Shabbos came in, the instrument was actually absolutely fine. The string only became detached on Shabbos itself. So of course you couldn't have repaired it before Shabbos, and therefore it's permitted. But if it was never tied before in the first place, so you definitely could have and should have done that before Shabbos came in, and therefore, even though it's for the sake of a mitzvah, it does not override Shabbos. Alright, last example of the Mishnah. One is allowed to cut a wart on a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, because if he has a wart, then he's not able to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's considered a mum. It's considered a wound which disqualifies a kohen from being able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So since, once again, this is for the sake of a mitzvah, and it's done in the Beis HaMikdash, so it is permitted to cut the wart. However, since this can be done in an unusual way, not in its regular manner, it must be done in an unusual way, such that you would only be violating a midrabanan prohibition. So for example, you would cut it with your hand, with your nail, instead of using a real knife or a real tool which was meant for these things, but it cannot be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash, since even though it's done in an unusual way, it's still forbidden midrabanan. However, says the Mishnah, in Bakli, if it's done with a tool, an instrument which is used for cutting warts, so then that's considered the regular way of doing it, and it is forbidden mid'oraisa due to the fact that it is a tolda, it's a subcategory of the malacha of geizes, of shearing a sheep, so too cutting the wart, that comes under that category, and therefore it is forbidden mid'oraisa, and so even in the Beis HaMikdash it is forbidden.